USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of coronavirus vaccines could be coming by the middle of December. Pfizer applied Friday for an emergency use approval from the FDA for their vaccine. When it receives that approval, the shots could quickly be in the hands of states' health departments. Dr. Monsef Slaoui says vaccines could be on their way to states 24 hours after an approval is granted. The chief advisor for Operation Warp Speed tells NBC's Meet the Press that it will then be up to the states to decide who would be the first to be vaccinated.
Within 24 hours from the approval, the vaccine will be moving and located in the areas where each state will have told us where they want the vaccine doses. And then it is each state that will decide specifically, based on the guidance from the ACIP and CDC, who they will vaccinate.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. surpassed 12 million last week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Israel has responded after a rocket attack from the Gaza Strip. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Israel says its military struck Hamas targets in Gaza in response to a rocket attack. The Israel Defense Forces on Sunday said the Israeli Air Force struck two rocket ammunition manufacturing sites, a military compound, and underground infrastructures. A rocket was fired at Israel from the Gaza Strip on Saturday evening, according to the Army. The Army statement gave no further details, but emergency services said they had no notifications of anyone wounded, and Israeli media said that the projectile fell on open ground. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And police in suburban Milwaukee are still looking for a suspect in a Friday shooting that wounded 8 people. The shooting occurred in a mall in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and police say it was the result of an altercation. Witnesses say the shooter is a white male in his 20s or 30s, but police are still working to identify the suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There's a possible legal dust-up coming in the Wolverine State. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
On Friday, leaders of Michigan's Republican-controlled state legislature met with President Trump in the White House at his invitation. Democratic AG of Michigan Dana Nessel caught wind of the meeting and said she is now conferring with election law experts on whether officials may have violated any state laws prohibiting them from engaging in bribery, perjury, or conspiracy. Constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley is crying foul.
I really object to the Michigan Attorney General and others who are suggesting that legislators could be criminally investigated for asking these questions or even meeting with President Trump. I mean, that is absolutely outrageous. I mean, you're saying that if these legislators investigate these issues or raise objections, you could criminally investigate them and charge them. The media has been entirely silent on that. Just as with the harassment of lawyers, that goes to the integrity of our legal system, our legislative process. And no one should stay silent in the face of those types of destructive calls for criminal investigations.
And the man who created the Ice Bucket Challenge has died. Patrick Quinn, whose battle with ALS helped push the Ice Bucket Challenge to become a viral phenomenon and raise millions for research into combating the disease, lost his battle with ALS Sunday, according to supporters on Facebook. Quinn was 37. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.